This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. As we're sitting here in the park trying to enjoy the beautiful weather, having a cup of tea, catch up on some reading, we're challenged. And we're challenged when a beautiful woman walks through, you know, a place like this. And alhamdulillah, this area is not too much fitna, but nonetheless, you'll find that, you know, every now and then a beautiful woman walks through. And as a man, it's something natural that we want to what? We want to look. And I always tell the brothers, don't come holy mode like, oh, stuff full, I don't want to look. No, you're a man, you want to look. So it's something, it's our nature that we want to look back. But as believers, this is where the test comes, it's the challenge. What are you going to do? Allah told you in Surah An-Nur, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Tell the believing men to lower their gaze. So now you're being tested. As in the first look, it's not held accountable. You saw by coincidence, that's not a sin. But for me to look back now, that's when the sin comes. So what are you going to do when you see that beautiful woman? Is it worth it, having that sin yawm al-qiyamah? And what's going to happen, and it reflects in the ayah, the beauty of the Quran, subhanAllah, when you look and you continue to look, the eyes are the start, it goes to the heart, and then it goes to the actions after that. That's why in the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Right away, and they protect their private parts. Protecting their private parts, and how is that going to happen? I mean, not fall into zina. So where does it start? It starts with the eyes. Everyone who falls into zina, falls into that which is haram. It all starts by looking at that which is haram. So when you're not lowering your gaze, that's the first step, the first trap of shaitan, for you to fall in the next step, which is falling into zina. And then Allah said, ذَٰلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. This is more purifying. So now you're going to be doing one of two things. You're going to be corrupting your heart and making it weak so that you can eventually fall into zina or to something. And may Allah protect us. Allah musta'an. Or you're going to be purifying yourself, one of the two. Allah says at the end of the verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَسْنَعُونَ. That Allah is well acquainted with that, what they do. Allah knows, and no one else can see. No one knows if you look to now, you lower your gaze. I'm here by myself. My wife doesn't know. My friends don't know. As I'm saying now, someone just walked in front of me, stuck a lot of me. But that's the test right there. No one's going to know. I could have been talking to you guys and been looking. She's that way now. She's gone, alhamdulillah. But she could have been right there, and I could have been looking. No one's going to know. But alhamdulillah, this is the test. So we're purifying ourselves. We're becoming stronger. We're becoming obedient. This is the way of the believer, that we're obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though it's something that we're naturally inclined to, something that we want. And Allah is well acquainted. Allah knows what you're doing. That even you have your sunglasses on, you're looking, someone else might know, but Allah knows what you're doing. So we have to lower our gaze. Barakallahu feek.